All present but Janet?
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this year. Thank you for all the progress that our children have made. Thank you for keeping our school safe during the year. We ask for nothing but blessings and for you to watch over all the children as they're out and away from us for the summer. Please let all of our staff and faculty give a good rest and let them be blessed this summer. Please bring them all back safe to us and let us say something that is pleasing to you here tonight. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the city of Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
No public comments. Consider approval for the minutes of the regular board meeting held on April the 20th.
You looking for toothpicks?
Yes.
You find some.
Just pull one out of one of the other poppers.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Eat another popper and pull one out.
Oh, yeah. I did have some. I threw away. But... You going to put the OO on the 7 o'clock at the top, or you just want to take off the colon?
Contracts.
We did that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we didn't have anybody we weren't renewing, so we just put them all.
Got a motion made by Reed to, and a second by Tory to approve the bids as presented with one exception of the change of the 7 p.m. on the heading. All those in favor? All those opposed?
Who was it, Reed?
Reed and Tory. Tory. Pay bills.
I think you're right.
Where is the Rush Truck Center? Is that in Abilene?
These guys came out and did repairs, warranty repairs on some of the buses we bought.
They did it here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then while they were here, I had them do some stuff on some older buses that weren't under warranty because they were already here, and so they did it.
That's what they built it for?
Yes. I can't remember what they said. AC was out in the front of one of them, and there's something else. But that guy's using pretty good.
We got a new PM service guy at a Gulfway. He's pretty good. He like does the maintenance, like the oil changes and brake adjustments.
Really?
Brooks or something like that?
Yeah.
Well, he's working at Fordhouse?
Huh?
He's working at Fordhouse?
He's not from.
I don't think so. He's from out
of
town.
Yeah, he's from out of state.
What's the name of his business?
Brooks Solutions.
Mm.
Yeah.
His name's Aaron Brooks.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. He might be a good thing to replace.
Yeah.
He
had a.
I like him.
I didn't know if he was working at that place they opened right here. He's coming down at Dillon Auto.
No, he's not. He's got his own.
He was the main mechanic at the Ford House that quit.
Oh, okay.
He'll come to you. He'll come.
Yeah.
He comes to the shop.
All right.
James Lewis got his own place now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he's in Caravan.
He's supposed to have a mother daughter in the shop today, matter of fact. I never showed him.
Yeah, I saw him at graduation. And I said, well, now you're a carrier, right? He said, yeah. I said, you got a car? No.
Yeah.
He said, I've got all I can do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. What is it? What's the name of the place? Indigenate? Auto or something like that. The main mechanic that worked under James there in the courthouse. He left. He's put two kids, and he started that business, and then Brittany Cornelius' fiance, Weston, yeah, he is in that building also doing cell systems.
Oh.
Did he quit the textile?
Yeah. Oh, you're thinking of
Canvases.
Yeah. Oh,
you're
young
thinking
skinny
of Daryl.
Guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're thinking of Daryl.
He quit the wind towers.
Okay.
Back in good money.
Mm-hmm.
It worked.
Hmm.
Let's see. Right.
To do sound systems.
He's doing all kinds of electrical stuff. He was
asking
me if there was something he could do on our trucks, and I was like, maybe the lights, but you're only going to do them one time.
Right, yeah.
Unless something goes out.
But, I mean, that's an option if we ever need it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to get the blinky lights on before I get in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure.
Got to teach everybody to hear the cop talk.
I'll make them.
That's like hot in here.
April
it's
the
hot.
Second
are you hot? I'm hot. See, I'm hot. Oh, gosh, I'm hot.
Yeah.
Joe.
See a second.
Second.
Second by Joe to approve the checks starting at 11742 ending with 11780 with one void being 11757.
Who was your first motion? I got your second, Joe.
April.
April.
Yeah, Joe was second.
Gotcha.
All those favor? All those folks? Yeah. It said football field light bids.
I got what was the five of them in there. You can look for them a little bit, see what you think. We can do it, we can not do it. I mean, there's several options.
This is one thing I was thinking of, like we did at church. So we took out four bulbs, four halogens, or four tube whatever, and put two LEDs. Do we really need 84? If we're taking out 84, do we really need 84 LEDs?
No, I don't think you do. The difference between that one, the one with one source and Hellas, was his are just kind of going to be, like Hellas is just going to put it on the field. It's going to have that little can and a visor where it's kind of directed.
Pushing it down?
Yes, these are going to, the ones that Jim has still do it. They're just gonna. So you're probably gonna need them just in case, because a lot of them, and I don't know if I printed off those parts. They'll have it, and they'll say, all right, there's 50-foot candles on the field, and there's like 30-foot candle over here. So, I mean, they're literally directing stuff at the field. They're just putting off enough light for other parts so you can walk around the field.
Right, do.
But they're specifically going to try to target the field. If you had 84 of them and Jim had them and that's what he had, and broadcasting it out at the spotlight-type LED, those would be the ones like they have, I think, at the rodeo right now, which I haven't. I don't remember going to the rodeo.
Couldn't that make a difference? And the shadowing, I mean, if you're looking more pointed down at an angle as opposed to just floodlight type concept, wouldn't that make a difference in your shadowing on the field at night?
I think it would, but then it would be eliminated by the next one.
You got 84 of them, you're not going to have shadows.
Yeah. Well, that's true. It's going to be like the sun.
It's going to offset for the other side.
We're talking bad. Cancer at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That stuff's going to be bright.
Yeah.
We'll definitely be able to see it from the house. Definitely. In the old house, they shine through the kitchen window. You can see them.
On those fixtures, one thing is that the demand's a quarter of what we're dealing with right now.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Even with the 84, it's still...
And the cost is just going to...
Quite a bit less.
If you're wanting to put them in, it's going to... Next summer, it'll be higher. I tried to find a... electric bill for when my first took over, like back in 2013 and stuff, and I couldn't find any. I didn't go far enough back. But when that demand fee was hitting us and we had them, we just hit the button and all four poles came on at the same time, we were paying $1,200 a month all year long, maybe $1,500. And I know it stinks having to wait when you turn your lights on early and they all come on 15 minutes here and then 20 minutes here, but the demand fee resets every 15 minutes. And so what Tori's talking about is you get that pull. One pull on one light pole isn't like four pulls on four light poles with the halogens. With these, you could probably just hit the button and go. Jim said, I'd probably still leave it on there. He said, I just
if you did that, you'd be where you're at right now because you'd be lighting up four. If you do like we're doing now, it's because right now we're only technically hitting a quarter of it because it's every 15 minutes. But if you went back to hitting them all at one time, you'd basically be back to
where we're at
right now.
Even with the LED.
On the demand part of it.
Yeah.
But if you keep tripping them in, it'd be a lot cheaper if you keep doing what you're doing with them.
Yeah. And it's not that big a
deal. As long as you get it in time.
What
you start it early enough.
It's their football season is when the time changes,
yeah.
It's like,
you could probably put
I've been there before for that.
We start
put a timer on it?
Yeah, you could probably put a timer on there to schedule those things to be on at a certain time, too.
Yeah.
And you can put them on about anything else.
You know,
these all say that they come with, I don't know about Jim's, but one of them has cloud software.
Yeah.
So you're going to operate it from
your phone. You could probably run it from, you could have a timer on an app on your phone.
And these don't have to warm up, right? They just come right off?
Yeah, they just pop on, pop off. If for some reason somebody hit the lights, you're going to... They'd come right back on, but if you leave them on the timer, which I think is a good idea, you just have to wait an hour to come back.
Well, there may, I guess what I was getting at is there may be a timer function within the app.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We want them on it.
Yeah, you just get on there and fix it up.
I didn't ask that guy that question.
I would think that's something you could just add.
Mm-hmm.
You can ring up anything nowadays.
That's true.
But they're putting in a brand new control panel and everything like that. Doesn't sound like Jim putting in a control panel. He's just replacing.
It's just light for light.
Yeah, light for light. It doesn't look like any new hardware, or I don't think those lights would have any app with them.
You're just doing
they're going to be drawing so much less. It's going to be overkill what's already there, though. You got weight, just like the gym used to run off how many breakers, and now it's one.
Yeah.
But. So, like, I don't know if you were here for that meeting, and I should have brought what I printed off. I had an electric bill, and it was like $2,100 to $2,500 during football season, and it was that way during track. And then it's like $300 or $400 the rest of the year, because you're just running your AC units at the field house. So the football field lights, each football field season is $2,500 a month, probably, on average.
Mm.
Now, that's just 5 months. $170,000. It's still a lot of money.
Yeah.
We can keep functioning the way we're functioning, or we can go ahead and set it up and prepare and get ahead of the eight ball and do it while we have money. And
I don't know how these lights work, but we just replaced ours in the shop for LED. We took out all our halogen. Our electric bill went down like $400 a month at the office.
This one will be pretty drastic, I think, on this deal.
If we could take it from $2,500 to $1,000 a month, I mean, that's pretty
sweet.
I'd say $5,000 a year.
And not have to worry about that surcharge.
$50,000. I mean, you're not going to make your money completely back, but you're going to replace these lights eventually anyway.
That's
kind of where I was going.
The pole on this side over here, when we had that one storm real bad that one year, I was picking up glass and sweeping it up in the bleachers because one of them doesn't have a cover on it anymore. The light. There's a few of them on that side. It just completely blew the covers off those halogens. But to fix them, you're going to have to get a crane, go all the way up, and might as well fix the whole bowl.
Yeah.
And so they were operating with no problem. I just left them until we were going to get to a point like this where it's like, hey, let's just fix them all. So.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard for me to swallow $175,000. I can swallow $120 a lot better than $135 or $200 or $280. There's no way of those.
Yeah, that one out there can go to
the trash. Yeah, that's ridiculous. That.
The $280?
$279. What's so much more special about theirs?
This one's $100. This one's $190,000 from Grimsley.
They got one $190,000, and the other one is, I guess, more brighter. Mm-hmm.
He had a lower version on the switch handles.
Is this going to cause any hurt if we, like say we did this one that's $175,000? Is that going to cause any hurt to us other than the fact we spent $175,000? I mean, it's not going to put us in the hole of any kind?
No, I mean, you got $2.3 million fund balance, but like Troy said, field's coming in 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Track.
Yeah. As like I said, this is
two or three?
I'm going to try to get 3 to 3 years where I want to get out of it. And then I want to do them both at the same time because I think we get a discount. I can do them both at the same time because when they do the track, if you just do the track and you just do the field, they have to tarp off the whole field and then tarp off all the way around. If you do them at the same time, they can tarp off around. And like Early's track was a little bit cheaper, even though their field was pretty high. And there's some options on that turf. I think you can get it at $600 or less, but you're not going to get it for $400 like we did last time.
No.
It's a $550 or better.
And we just retopped the, what was it, $90,000 for retopping the track?
Yeah, it was $90,000 or $95,000.
Yeah.
So when they do Early's track, I don't know what he would charge me. I just told him, I said, while they're already out here, if they come out and do a little pour, and they put some stuff in there, and it's almost like a liquid silicone. It goes in that deal, fills the cracks, and then it solidifies over, and it'll at least seal the cracks off where you can save your track. And then hopefully you can just do another pour over the top of your track and not go all the way to asphalt. That'll buy you another 8 to 10 years, and you can do that 2 or 3 times, and then go all the way down to the asphalt.
I know the track and the field ain't, it's more bigger deal than this, but I kind of look at it the same way. This right here, you're going to have to do it anyway, and the longer we wait, the more expensive it's going to get.
It's not getting any cheaper.
And I expect electricity bills to start skyrocketing with all these new data centers and everything like that. I think energy costs are going to go out the roof.
So you might want to think about getting it while we've got the money to do it and get ahead of that.
Yeah, because then you'd be doing lights, field, track, lights, turf, track, all the same time.
Would it be any kind of financial advantage to doing the Hellas lights for them to come back and do the field or whatever they come do it?
Like some kind of loyalty perk?
Yeah. Mm. Considering the fact that they redid it in the first place, then they came back and did lights, then they came back and resurfaced everything. we will get any kind of discount, quality discount, loyalty discount, whatever you want to call it.
I'm hoping if he gets a lot, he just kind of helps me on the track. Like what I'm talking about, still at this summer, I'm picking up my repairs.
The current track.
Because a few years ago, they told me it was like 10 grand to come out and do some repairs if you just did a few here and there.
Yeah.
And
didn't they agree? Aren't they the ones that worked on it last time?
The track?
Yeah.
They sprayed it.
Mm-hmm.
They sprayed it red.
So
they've done our turf. They've changed. They've retopped the track.
What is this and alternate for the dynamic scenes?
That's the video he was showing, the flashing.
If we go with the Hellas, I don't see why we wouldn't do that for the $8,500.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, because the other one charged what for it?
A lot.
$46,000 for that option.
So sounds like something the scoreboard keeper needs to do. I'll let him know.
Well, 76,300.
And is the 25-year manufactured warranty on the light fixture, or is it on all this other stuff? The breakers and the panel. And
let's see.
The fixtures are the big part of it, so I would assume that's what he's trying to.
The difference between Hellas and one source is $57,498.
Yeah.
In addition to $58,000.
Because the thing I like about that is it's a new panel. Yeah. We get a new panel with that one.
And too. Possibly more for later.
Yeah. Well, we get a new panel. We get a better warranty.
Yeah.
You know, I hate warranties because people never live up to them. But.
And they're replacing the whole fixture, right? Not just.
Yes.
Yeah.
And supposedly it has less glare off the field. It produces less light off the field.
Okay.
Because of the cover or whatever.
Right.
It's kind of like the street lights you see now that where, like, you can come into town and they almost look dark because the street lights aren't the old style that just
shine it everywhere.
It's literally on the coming down.
When I'm coming out here at night, you know, I come over that hill at my house, it's bright.
Oh, it's bright.
Yeah, it's bright.
And I asked them to add two lights to this. I think they might have added, I don't know if they did. Where they put one going on this parking lot and one going on that parking lot. Because we've got one right now that kicks each way that's just kind of light on the parking lot. Because even though they're on, you still want some going both directions.
Right.
Get one or two on the tennis court. Probably just need to put lights over there. Sounds like an ag shop.
I think we could do that for a lot cheaper and add some to this.
Yeah.
I think Jim's deal would be good for the tennis court. I bet Jim could do something pretty decent on the tennis courts, and it'd be an easy job.
And you don't have to go as high.
No.
You're a lot lower. You're barely, you know, ten foot, 5 to 10 foot over the fence.
And you won't be lighting up the whole world.
Yeah.
Those, and he knows where it's all at because he's the one that ran the electricity over there. And you know, he did the ones at the rodeo arena, and I think they're good. I think they're good for the tennis court. I don't know how they would compare on the football field. That's why I put it into AI to see what the difference would be. When I look at the price, it's hard to beat. When you look at some other stuff, it's, I don't know, they're close.
Sounds like we were centering in on the Hellas.
Yeah. You know that you got those extra two lights going to the parking lots on the Hellas?
Call this guy
and
ask him for sure. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask him. Hey, that 25-year warranty, does it cover just the fixture or does it cover the other parts too?
The whole thing?
Okay, and then didn't we talk about putting lights where they would kick out in the parking lot? Shoot one. Okay. All right. Yeah, I was just checking that, make sure. Okay, all right. They're talking about it, so I was going to ask. All right, thanks. He said we put four in there to go to the parking lot instead of one on each parking lot. So I guess it's two on this parking lot and two on that parking lot. And then he said the 25-year warranty is all-encompassing, like the whole
system, circuit board and fixtures.
And he said, which that's Grimsley, Daniel said the same thing. He said they have a system where if something happens to our lights, they get notification where they're somehow they're plugged into it. And if something goes wrong with our system,
it's got to be connected because they're talking about iCloud service. So yeah, they're probably into the app. They're probably being fed something from the app.
The only other thing. I wasn't sure if it said it on there. I wanted to make sure they put, like, you know, those lightning rods you put on your house where you stick them in the ground 6 foot and then
ground them.
Put something on those poles because I swear the pole will get hit every time the storm comes through.
I'm sure there's probably some kind of ground.
The one that had stickers on it all the way up into my press box and hits that dang. We unplug it all now.
The scoreboard.
Yeah. Or my scorebox.
I call it breakers on my paint booth.
Lightning protection for sports poles.
That little box.
It's the heat.
$800-some for that little thing when it pops that thing.
Yeah. Does it put off heat?
Do what, John?
The little box.
The booth.
On the Helisteel, it says FAA light on top of each pole and lightning protection for sports poles.
For some reason, it's real finicky. I don't know what's doing.
Oh, that's in there.
We have one of those limiters on our auger, and every time there was a lightning storm, we hit that limiter.
I don't know why those things are probably being. Golly.
It's
just a little bitty box.
Can you
basically control the
ground? A different kind of ground or some kind of. That's so weird. Is it inside the shop? That's so weird.
There's three breakers inside there. I can pop those
and protects it.
Prevailing wages.
Not that hard.
What does that mean?
I know that we finally just bypassed that limiter and just put a gate in the bottom of the auger.
It has to go up $20.
This is a variable speed limiter, so.
I've got two VFDs on that thing, too.
Yeah.
They're not as bad, but the thing that controls them is real bad.
I think if they would have put it inside the shop instead of out, it's just in a box on the side of where the breaker box is outside.
Yeah.
Where the three phase is, and it used to get hit every time. So we just bypassed it.
Yeah, it looks like on the warranty work. The warranty, we just pay labor.
Because nobody around here can work on it.
Says labor for warranty replacements and repairs.
To work on it.
You would think they are.
You'd think when they installed them, they were grounded.
They may be grounded, but man, they sure do get hit a lot. Like the speakers on the pole, we just obliterated them. Forget it. We stopped putting them up there. We put them on the press box. So that way we can cut them all off and disconnect them and nothing gets hit. But when we get through in the press box, they're supposed to just start unplugging everything. Nothing's connected. Amp. All of it.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that the other night. I was coming home. That lightning storm, it was just shooting across the sky.
That was crazy looking.
And I was like, I was thinking about our poles over there. I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to get
hit. This is kind of what they were talking about, Gundy. That's kind of like an example. They were all looking at their foot candles. It's like 50. That's almost all the bids, other than probably one Jim had. That's what those companies are looking at. Is they're saying, "Hey, we're going to get make sure you got at least this much lighting on this portion of the field."
That's
it. So all your zones are lit
up. Covered. Yeah. Yeah, and it also had it for the track top. Notice that too.
So they've done this before. They know what it's like down there on the field. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, receivers and quarterbacks are going to be blaming the lights.
know, and the one I showed you earlier, like when Gordon got hit with that tornado last year, that video I showed you was Gordon's field. When they redid all their field, they had those lights put in. That's who put them in. The video he sent was from Gordon.
Ellis.
They probably turned that on a lot then. Yeah, they turned on a lot last year. All in the first two quarters.
Yeah. Hey, what happened to that rock kid at the state deal?
He did long jump, and as soon as he got through the second jump, I saw him bringing him over there and taking him to the trainer tent.
I was wondering, did they pull him, scratch him out of the 100?
He got in there, he thought, maybe I think he just wanted to do it because he was a senior year, and he just, as soon as they shot the gun, he just started kind of trotting. And he never even got out of a trot. It took him like 30 seconds, but he finished. He just didn't want to not finish it.
I saw those times, but something must have happened.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. He's a muscled up little dude. When he came by that night on his shin, I was like, yeah, I don't think he did let go. Yeah. He either broke it or ruptured tendon or muscle or something. It didn't look good. And he's pretty tough, so I'm sure it wasn't good.
Yeah. Well, what do we think?
Well, I'm leaning towards Hellas with the dynamic stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
The warranty's the best one, it looks like.
Yeah. Same.
And we got the parking lot lit up.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
And we might get some bonus points for later.
And if they come here and they say, nope, you don't have any school.
That's crazy. That's just nuts. That's...
What, you get hurt?
No, that the field stuff is crazy.
It's, oh, yeah.
Yeah, expensive. Yeah.
I thought it was great when I first heard about the prices will cost.
But if while they're installing everything, they realize that we're not grounded out, just have them do it. I mean,
yeah.
I would expect them to be grounded out. I don't know who would put
those
in.
I think
the next year, Jim could probably light up our tennis courts with the lights he's talking about in this deal.
Mm-hmm.
And we could just say that would be our construction project maybe for the following year, because I think you're about 2 to 3 years from having to do the field.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be good to do a little something every year. Do the lights. I still need to get the bid for concrete to see if I can get sidewalks over here that are smooth in front of the school.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'd like to see
maybe another one.
I'd like to see us go towards the Hellas bid and then have an option in there to ask what it would also cost to get lightning rods / grounding on those poles and maybe come in back behind it or whatever.
If they're not done.
Yeah, if they're not done.
I can't imagine them not being done, but you never know. People cut corners everywhere.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah.
We're finding that out up there.
Who goes and checks on the piece of metal in the ground?
Or, you know, they just drove it down 3 feet, cut it off, and
big old steel pole stuck in the ground.
Well, if they got one around it and it's covered by warranty, if it was, you should have grounded it.
Yeah, they may do it out self-defense.
Yeah,
I would.
Of course, they're sitting on concrete feet, you know, and it's got rebar down in it, but still it's not...
Well, I thought when they built those, the bases of them, they grounded them inside the...
And it could be that it's not that. Maybe the stands and the press box gets hit and it travels through the wire that goes up to the speaker to that light pole, because the lights have never gone out on me. But the press box and the scoreboard get hit all the time.
What about the cameras? Do they get wiped out too?
I hadn't had them get wiped out yet. But... This spring, we had some lightness on, nothing too bad.
And Sunday, like Sunday night or Monday morning, whatever you call it, I went outside at one point and it was like coming straight down out there at the lake.
Yeah, it was wild. I was out at the office pulling orders. It was Sunday night, and I was just like, wow.
I did
didn't, if we knew this, I didn't put it in the budget, so we'll, if we do it, we'll do it, and we'll put a budget amendment in and fix it. It'll be fine.
Okay.
That lightning that was crawling across the sky was really wild looking, too.
And it never looked like it touched the ground.
It was crazy, it was just shooting across.
That's like Florida stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was coming home when it was really blowing in, it wasn't dark yet, of course. I saw like they come across, it's like, they come on, make a quick trip into the house. Alright, well.
This is the project you want for the year.
I think it'll benefit us in the long run.
In cost and?
Yeah. Just maintenance, I mean.
Yeah, it's time.
You know it's coming. We built that thing in 2009, we're in 2026. They're 15 plus year old halogens, and some of them are already going out on the pole.
Some of them aren't protected.
Yeah. So.
How often do we check them during the summer?
No.
So we, if they're all wiped out, we won't know it until Midnight Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, preparing for
and
Midnight
Madness.
Then
we'll be scrambling.
Yeah. Same thing with shoreboard. I need to stay ahead of it, but I usually don't test until I have to, and then about that time. But so then he knows how to program the one that we have, the score box from the gym to there, and we program it so that we can use it at the football field. But now that we have volleyball, so you got to go from football to volleyball so in the bag. And so is it necessarily the thing I want to spend money on and I want to do? No, not necessarily. But it's one of those necessary evils. It's probably coming.
Yeah.
Do it while you do it, and then.
Well, I'd rather be in front of something than behind it.
Well, it's like buying the tone books.
Yeah.
If you bought some in the back, I'll wait by a few more.
Do they have a controller that'll run all this?
Like from my phone?
Like the scoreboard guy could just sit there and hit a button and set all this stuff up on the same controller.
I bet this off-site remote access they're going to be talking about is going to be an app.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that's going to be an app.
You'll see what he's telling you. Yeah.
I'll see what he said. Can you ask a question? Can we spend this?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Steve, we were talking about some stuff on controlling these lights. It said controls, off-site remote access. What's all that entail? Again, I think you told me, but I can't remember.
As far as
like if somebody wants to control those lights, turn them off, do the little dynamic scenes part, how does all that work?
We have an app, like a Helles lighting app, that you have a login. You can kind of decide how many guys kind of have access to the system.
Okay.
I would recommend limiting that.
But
it'll be through an app, and so you can control them. Like if someone needs them, the coach is sitting at home, he can flick them on. Or obviously during games and stuff, you can run it from the sideline if you want to do it, or someone wants to do it from there with a fresh box or a laptop or whatever.
Okay. So do they just basically stay on the whole time and you're controlling them with your phone? We got an on switch right now, so does that eliminate that switch? And you just,
it'll eliminate that switch. We'll kind of reprogram it all. We'll be all digital.
Okay. And we have them all where they come on a timer on each pole. We considered possibly leaving it on that way. That way we could still eliminate that demand fee, even if it...
Yeah.
Can we leave that part on?
You could if you wanted to.
Okay.
But with LED, I mean, the demand pull is not going to be near what you're used to. So, I mean, I don't even know if it'd be worth doing that.
You don't understand that we're cutting every quarter by doing it right now. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
With the dynamic stuff, I mean, during like a football game, you'll kind of have it set to what kind of – whatever presentation. I mean, there's different things you can do, flashing, blinking, on and off. And you'll just set that, and then there'll be just a button that someone pushes. Like when you score a touchdown, you just click,
the button and it will do whatever you kind of set it for. You know, you can have, you know, hey, halftime, I want this show. Fourth quarter starts, I want this live show. This setting, I want for a touchdown. This one for a field goal. I mean, you can do all the different stuff you want, but it would just be pushing a button and then it would do the little design that you wanted.
Okay. And then can you schedule those lights to come on where you don't have to remember to turn them on?
Correct. Yeah, you can set a timer. You know, some schools leave them on. You know, if they got like a walking track and leave it open. I mean, some schools will leave them on until like 9 at night and turn them off. But you can set it by day, hour, Friday night, kick them on at, you know, 5:30. Yeah, you can set a calendar for the whole year.
Okay. All right. All right, that's kind of what. And then if something goes wrong with it, you said y'all will be notified if something happens.
Yeah, so you'll get a notification, and so will we. You know, as long as obviously the, you know, you don't have total loss of power, right? I mean, obviously if you have that, then we won't get anything. But if there's any issue with, yeah, it'll tell you exactly, you know, what wire, what bulb, all that stuff. And it'll send it to you or whoever you kind of deem it to go to, facilities guy or whoever, and then it'll come to us, okay. The Hellas, and we'll be able to, you know, get it figured out pretty quick.
And does it have to have Wi-Fi out at the football field for this to work?
Yeah, or plug in. Yeah, you got to have some type of internet access for, obviously, the 24-hour monitoring.
Okay. I wonder if it would have to be by the power source or up in our press box.
It's a pretty wide range. I mean, as long as it's somewhere in that stadium vicinity, it'll be okay.
Okay.
It don't have to be right beside any controls or nothing.
All right.
It's a pretty strong source.
Okay. All right.
Yes, well, sir.
That was the questions. Did y'all have any other questions? All right. That's probably it. Thanks.
All right.
Appreciate it.
I think Wade's got. We have Wi-Fi in that press box.
You got something because you got the camera connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My guess is those guys probably don't know what we're talking about on that timer thing.
Oh, no. I know what
and
you're
I
saying.
Doubt it's going to be something that just plugs right into their stuff and wants to work. And if they don't set it up that way, this is for nothing because it's going to eliminate you're not going to save any money a month with it.
Yeah, but he was also saying the control thing they have, you can set all that up.
Not to set each pole off at a time like
no,
we have.
I think what Corey's saying is...
I don't think the guy knows what we're talking about, honestly. But him saying that, you know, it ain't going to matter because they're that much cheaper to run.
Oh,
it
yeah.
is going to matter because that demand is what we're trying to get down.
Right.
If it's a quarter of the demand and you set them off at once, you're right back where you're at.
Mm-hmm. You're right back at what we're doing now.
Yeah. We're literally not saving any money a month.
Right. Like it. But I bet with that app, I bet you could say, like one goes on at this time, like two, like three. I bet you could do all that through the app. Or half the stadium at one time and half the stadium at the other.
Or what he said earlier was you can schedule those lights to come on at a specific time.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure you got scheduled for a game night. It comes on at 4 o'clock. Leave it on the timer. It's already on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take that out and then go.
That's what I mean, though. I got that timer stuff that we have.
They're going to give us a new panel.
How's that timer going to interrupt when they start going on and off for a touchdown?
It's just turning power into each pole.
Yeah.
Okay, so the power's already there. Got it.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be like it cut the power and then cut it back on.
Yeah.
It's just doing it to the lights. So, yeah, your juice is still coming.
Yeah.
I see what you were saying. You were thinking if it cuts the juice off, and it's like juice coming and going.
It's not like flipping out. A switch with LEDs. It's
producing the power.
Oh,
yeah.
But yeah, I'm betting that thing he's got rigged up down there is going to be a problem for these guys because they're not going to be running into that deal. And each pole's got to have basically its own set of controls to be able to do what it does.
Yeah.
Well, we can always call him back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think the guy even has a grasp on what we're talking about.
Yeah, he's just a salesman. That's why. But is the demand fee going to be that high?
Yeah, because right now we've got it cut. Basically, it's going off every 15 minutes.
So we've eliminated it. Basically.
You're cut it down by, it's a quarter of what it was, basically, if you figure it. Well, and there's other stuff down there, too. But yeah, if you go back to throwing, which the demand on these, I don't remember exactly what I read. They're higher than those other ones.
Mm-hmm. If they're the 800 instead of the 630.
But yeah, we could actually be paying more a month for electricity.
For the demand part.
Yeah.
The electricity you want, but the demand will kill you.
So yeah, it don't matter how much you're using, you're buying it. You might as well use it at that point. It's what it amounts to. They're charging you for electricity you're not using. That's the exact point. Yeah,
but I bet they're apt. I bet you could turn on 3 lights on each light every 15 minutes. I bet you could set that up on their app.
I would find out about it because I wouldn't want to spend that much money and pay more a month when it's all said and done.
I'll be discussing about that.
I was going to try to load the app, see what it looks like.
Segment.
You can't even get in it, that's what they...
Well, yeah, just see what it, if it has any, if you...
Sometimes they have examples of the app
yeah.
in the bottom of, in the store where you can look at screenshots of the app.
We're going to ask if we can bring up one pole at a time on the app.
Or even partial lights.
Or partial.
Well, here's the deal. I wouldn't want to do that. I want to leave it on the system I have because before I had that system put in where it would do it every 20 minutes. We had people that were supposed to go over there and physically push the breaker every 20 minutes.
Right.
Well, then one time somebody screwed up, did it too early, or they just flipped on the whole thing at once, and all the work I'd done for leading up to it was done.
Right.
So that's when I said, all right, can you fix it? So they came out here and they put it on a timer, and it took a whole year to get rid of that. Uh-oh. If you do it on that app, somebody's going to go 15 minutes too early.
No, but you can set a timer on the app.
Oh.
Yeah, he said
so
he said time.
Friday nights, the first one comes on at 4:30.
Yeah, but if somebody accidentally throws them on, it's done.
Yeah, you're done.
You eliminate somebody screwing it up on accident.
But who would have?
Like you said, you limit the people that have
if the them. Lights are preset. Nobody should have to, if you preset the lights for Thursday night and Friday night, no one should be messing with the lights. It should be, it's on a timer, it's like an alarm. It should just be going off as you set it up.
Right.
So no one has the light job, you know, unless there's a touchdown and you push this button or, you know, whatever. Yeah,
what about that?
He said you could
throw
set
that
up
thing all the
year.
Way off. On one that White shows and kick it back on, would that do it?
That's what he was asking a while ago.
It would. Just the light show would reset your demand. Because that's what it's based off of, the biggest pull. And as soon as it gets that pull, your demand's set.
But didn't the light shows omitting lights?
But you turn them off and back on, and there's your pull.
But it's not eliminating the
all power. Of them, though. It's... Turn to this. So on this pole, you have, 24 lights. It's going to take 6 of them, turn them off, and then it's going to change a different 6 on another pole. And I don't think it's. I mean,
it's
they're
not
already
physically
on.
Cutting the power off.
Yeah,
to
I don't
pole.
Think it's physical. I think it's
I think
more like
know.
A.
Well, it don't matter. It's the pull. Like it's what you're pulling all together.
Do any of the other schools do that? That have those lights?
I don't know.
But turning lights
like
off.
Y'all do.
Is different.
Oh,
you mean when they
the
come
demand.
Back on?
Yeah, when they turn off and turn back on, it's a different.
They had changed
pool.
Their lights out that you could talk to them about it and see.
So yeah the light show could actually kill your whole deal on the thing.
See if it messed up
if
your
it
demand,
gets
their
to...
demand.
If that will cause an ongoing demand if you do the light show and. You can bring up some proposal at a time when you start them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've only seen them once. I actually just made a wrong turn awesome here a while back and stumbled into a football game basically down there, and it did that. Basically, it went black, and then it just started laser beaming those things here and there. And it did look deep.
What's that of? Does that answer anything? Did I ask the right question?
Yeah, I forgot those. Those are like tinted, huh?
Yeah, they have the blue blocker on them.
Got new glasses. I didn't realize they came with them on there. It took me a while.
With the blue blocker?
Yeah, kind of.
It kind of does put like a little glary.
It's a little different.
It's a little different.
It took me a while to get used to
the way I'm understanding. Is our timer now?
My daughter got new glasses, and she did the blue blocker and the...
And the tinting.
Yes, yeah. And she said, I can't do it, Mom. I'm going to have to go get one of them took off.
Yeah, each different pole goes off at a different time.
It's got the power to the pole.
That's separate from...
Yeah, it's something... It's homemade.
It's separate from a light switch.
So, we could leave the timer.
But yeah, she had to take the timer. She totally messed with it. She said, every time I go outside, Mom, it's like...
Built in. The timer just controls the juice.
It's built in.
Did that answer the question?
Yeah.
So that's the main control.
Did that answer your question?
What's that? Some...
Where these guys are accessing the power after that system.
Right.
We don't know that that's the case, though. It says there's a panel and stuff in there. This thing's going to give them a fit. I can almost guarantee it. Their guys are not going to like messing with that thing that we've got rigged up down there to cut power in every 15 minutes. And it probably would cause a problem with the actual programming of the thing. But yeah,
no, for
if you do throw that thing in there and throw it in and out on the juice, it's going to spike your demand.
Are they going to come out here, like if we chose them, are they going to come out here and look at it before they, or are they just going to show up with everything and start working? Surely to God, they come out here and look at it first, and they can see that and see if they're going to be able to do it or want to do it, and then that way we're not out any money.
Well, I think we could, by the way the lights are set up, I think we would be able to eliminate that demand surcharge. With just turning on the lights. The only thing I'm not sure of is the dynamic deal.
Yeah, it would pull. I mean, it's just like my deal over there. It's basically set by the paint booth kicking in, the paint booth air compressor. That's the most that thing ever draws.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's whatever kicks in. Whatever your biggest draw is what it is. Mm-hmm. And then they just charge you for it from then on, basically just because you might use it again. It's really crazy.
But here's my question. If all the lights are on, that's your biggest draw, right? It doesn't matter if they all turn off and turn back on?
Yes, it does, because that's your demand at that point. Yeah, it's the biggest pull you make on the grid, basically, is what they're monitoring.
So it's all about startup.
Yeah, your biggest spike is what the demand is. That's your demand. That's the most you use at any given moment.
Did the electric company tell you that? They're not going to tell you that.
Basically, you're paying for what you might use, but you're paying for it forever until it resets.
Right.
Is it reset monthly?
It's a 12-month deal, I think. It's whatever the biggest.
The biggest demand in 12 months.
I don't know when it resets. How long did they drag that?
Months. Yeah, well, if you set it in October, you go all the way to next October. And if you have something higher than that, then you reset your peak at that point. Let's say October your peak was 2,000, but in March it was 4,000. Well, now the 4,000 is where your new peak is. So now it's 12 months from that date.
Oh, so your new peak starts the 12 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as soon as the light show kicked in and out, it would reset it. It's just when it don't matter when it happens. Basically, it's just that it happens, and then you're.
So what about this?
So are you talking do the Hellas and don't do the dynamic scenes? Is that?
And it needs to be like it is right now. I mean, the dynamic thing is gonna.
Well, I think I bet their money I bet their app this, will allow us to do that. I bet the app will allow us to start it up like we want to start it up. But if you put the dynamic stuff in there, it's
for naught.
There's no change.
Did you say you know somebody you could call? Because I mean, surely other schools have the same issue we would have. They've still got it. I mean, I don't care one way or the other, but. I mean, I can understand like a tech or a college, they got
basically. I brought this up at one of the deals. We went to a class at one of them deals about basically ways to save money, and there's nobody that even heard of this deal that we've got going on.
What deal?
The lady teaching the class.
The demand thing.
Oh.
Yeah, that thing they've got down there is.
Who built it?
Jim, I guess, didn't he?
I think he did it. He did it, or I don't know which electrician did it. I think Jim did. He took the breaker panel off, and it triggers each breaker every 20 minutes. Your demand set 15. We set it at 20 just to be safe. You only go 15 right on the dot, and so we set it at 20. And it's actually better, too. Those breakers are expensive. They're big.
Yeah.
And so sitting there flipping them, especially if I'm not flipping them, it was raining. I did not enjoy that. Uh-huh. I said put them on. I wouldn't look very good fried. He gave me the number to his lighting guy. Let me ask him.
There you go.
This is our lighting guru. Maybe he can ease your mind on this. I texted Joe Young.
I gotta go check on the truck right quick. My dog's in there. I gotta make sure the truck's still running.
Yes. His name's Ryan. Hey, Ryan, this is Stan Morris from Zephyr ISD.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was calling you. We're sitting here discussing this at the board meeting, and we had a few questions. So our current setup, I've got it set up so we don't get a demand fee, and behind our panel on our breakers, each pole kicks on every 20 minutes to avoid the demand fee.
Okay.
Would we be able to keep that if we did this?
Yeah, you definitely can. I mean, we have a system. Is it so? When does it your demand fee kick in?
If it has a big surge at a certain limit, it'll set that bar, and then we pay that bar the rest of the year. So used to with all these halogens, when we did that, we were paying $1,000 to $1,500 a month for 12 months. Even when we're using the lights. And so to avoid it, we did it, and we've lowered it where it's $2,500 during football season, but it's $200 or $300 just with AC units after that. So we've eliminated that surge. And then the other concern was if it was going to create that surge when if we did the dynamic scenes, if that would cause that demand fee.
And so it probably... This would be the first time I've ever ran into this, and I can do a little bit more research on it for you, but I would anticipate that it would be known that the demand fee wouldn't be because of the dynamic scenes, because what happens is you're always running constant power to the driver, so you're going to have power going to that light fixture itself. What the dynamic scenes does is the controller talks to the driver and tells it when to turn on and off, but you're always having power past that breaker at that point.
So the power is going to be consistent. It's just going to be cutting the light off and on, but the driver is going to have...
Correct. Yeah, you're just telling the driver to either dim all the way down to zero or go back up to 100 or 50%, anything like that. So,
that's,
again...
It's burning power. It's pulling.
Extra load than what you're already going to have for the football game.
Okay. All right. I think that was the main question we were concerned with, because if we did that and then we weren't saving money, then it doesn't make any sense to do that kind of a payment.
No, absolutely. But the biggest thing is, save money just going from an old halogen system in general, just in your usage. Even if, say you hit the demand fee, I mean, the power consumption that it takes to do LEDs over halogen is almost half. So if you're having 1,500 watts,
I'm going to try to steal Malcolm drew out of Kansas a lot too. He's supposed to get his get shoulder replacement surgery. And he was fixing a water leak this past weekend and fell in the damn hole.
That's the deal, though. I don't think anybody's grasping the fact that we're turning this stuff on in cycles of four. So we've cut it by down to a quarter of the minute.
Yeah, we're going hunting.
Cool. So if this is half of what we got right now and it all hits at one time.
I think what the question or the concern is the demand, the initial demand fee is, even though we've got it down to a low amount, if we don't have that cycling system going like we have now, then the demand fee for the LEDs will still be as much or more than what we have got it down to, because we're only doing one pole at a time every 20 minutes. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we have a wireless system that can help turn off poles at any time, but we can keep the system that you have to where, because it sounds like it's at the breaker. So our system is wireless after that point, and we can help, like, for game days and stuff like that, but on off game days, like on Monday through Thursday, then we would have any issue. We would run just like your existing system on the west.
I see.
That's the deal, though. It only takes one game day to set this deal. I don't think he's grasping the demand part of it.
Okay.
It's one time.
Yeah.
I think we're good with him.
Oh. All right, man. I think we're good. I think that answered it.
Okay. If you need anything else, just give me a call.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
To me,
I don't... If we keep that system at the breaker, which he felt like we could, and we start up each pole every 20 minutes like we've been doing with the halogen, we can't wind up with any more of a surge than what we've been paying.
It's all about what you turn off and on.
Yeah, but you're only pulling one. You're only turning on and off one pole, like what we do with a halogen, right?
I don't think any of them are grasping what's going on down there. No, I don't think they realize that this thing is on a timer, and they're not going to have full power to their whole little setup there to fire it all up at once.
The timer is going off during a game. We're like turning poles off during a game.
No, it's all.
No, so we turn it on an hour before we want them to come on. That way, the first pole comes on and it sets that limit. So let's say that happens at 4 o'clock. The next pole over here on the visitor side, it starts going on at 4:20. Then that breaker kicks on and it sends power to that pole. Uh-huh. So all those halogens start warming up. Then the home side comes on at 4:40. Boom, it comes on, and then the last pole comes on at 5 o'clock. It takes a full hour because your first one goes on, it sets your time, and so the electric company's reading it, and it's saying, all right, we get past the 15-minute mark, we go to the 20-minute mark, we cut the next pole on. Now, if you did all four of those poles at one time, they pulled so much that we didn't even see that coming, and it hammered us.
And an LED is going to be just as bad because you don't have to, like, warm up. You turn on LED, and it's on.
It's
not warming up.
But we've got it cut down to a quarter of what it could be with that contraption down there that turns them in the way they do. If you turn all this on at once.
No, they're only doing one breaker at a time per pole. And so it's gonna do the same thing.
He said we could keep the startup the same.
Yeah, I don't think any of them have a grasp on what actually they're going to be dealing with. I don't think we've spoken to an electrician yet on this deal. We've spoken to people selling $180,000 lights.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get them to come look at
it. Yeah, that's what needs to happen. But,
them
LEDs, too, like on the adaptive thing, he said it's not turning it off. You're just dimming it like the lights in my living room. I don't know anything about LEDs, but if you dim it down, is it pulling the same as if it was all the way up? It's the same power, isn't it?
That's the problem. The change in voltage is what causes that, though, and it resets every 15 minutes.
He was saying...
So if you do dim everything down and then spike it back up...
It pulls less volts when it's dim than it was bright, and it stays the same no matter the level of intensity.
Just whatever it... I'd have an electrician look at it.
I just don't understand. If you got an LED that's saying pulling 60 watts, full power, and you dim it down halfway, is it only pulling 30 then, or is it still pulling 60?
It's just whatever it spikes to at any time. I don't know. I can't tell you exactly what it would be.
What this guy said was that you're going to still have that same power coming to the driver. Once those lights are on, they just put a driver thing on each pole. And so that pole's still going to be pulling that electricity, I think is what that guy was saying. And so you're going to have the same thing come to that pole. It's just going to cut the electricity from the driver to the light off, but the electricity coming from the electrical company
stays the same.
So I can't get my Wi-Fi to work.
But unless there's something dissipating it, it's like water.
Well, from saying it that way, there would be no surge.
No.
It would stay constant at that driver.
I think you still need to leave the program he's talking about up where you cut them on. I mean,
for starting up.
Yeah.
But once they're on.
But once they're on.
Especially since you can schedule and say, hey, I want to start from 4 o'clock. I've eliminated all the human error of me forgetting to go cut them on. And so, but I think once they're on, I did get this part out of this and the Grimsley one, which was the musty. They said 10 foot up off the ground, they're going to put a box on the pole that takes electricity and then sends it up the pole. That driver is going to keep getting the same electricity. So
no
when
matter
they do
what
the dynamic, when they do the dynamic scene,
that's how they do the light show.
No matter what the lights are doing, the pole's getting the same power from the time you turn it on till you turn it off.
Now, I think the startup, like what he's talking about, I agree with him. Because you just took your quarter
that we had
on that one pole, and now you're doing the same thing with all four poles. What's the point?
Yeah. Yeah, you could leave that to where you have your same startup.
Yeah. I wish I could get that dang email to pull up.
You know, the deal that you're talking about that was right up the pole,
I call it a driver.
The driver. The driver could very well be nothing but a bunch of capacitors, which hold electricity for that.
I mean,
solid computers and stuff like that. You've got capacitors that you would have to drain. You know, you'd literally have to drain the capacitor or you'd get shocked. And so I would imagine that's something similar to that it's got the capacitors up in there that holds the electricity to drive that dynamic thing, but you're still getting the power up there to it, as it's always been getting from the very get-go, from the very start. That's how my mind thinks.
It's not going to be a cheaper electric.
We know the difference between
even
the halogen and the LED, like the... Is that on...
I don't see how you're going to say that, because... If it's not pulling any electricity, any more electricity,
electricity is not either it's going to a place or it's not. It ain't just getting there and stopping.
Well, it's going to that driver, and that driver is.
But if you turn it off and then turn it back on, I'm just guessing. That I would have to.
But it's not turning off.
And I would suspect that they're not going to like that thing down there that's set up that's turning that power on a quarter of a time either.
Well, let's postpone this until the next meeting then and get Alice out here with me.
So here's what I just got my email to work. Okay. So the one at Grimsley, and I think they're both using the same drivers. The most common failure point in any LED lighting system is the driver. To address this, they mount our driver's enclosure approximately 10 feet above grade, allowing up to 99% maintenance to be performed safely from a stepladder. Eliminates the need for bucket trucks or climbing poles. So the driver is basically the one that's pulling all electricity, and then it takes electricity and it's going to send it up the pole. which is why that guy was saying a while ago, your dynamic scenes won't do it.
It's not going to fluctuate.
But you're clicking on still.
Turn it on and off with.
Yeah. So, I mean, you need to leave that part and do away with the other. But, I mean, I can wait on it and I can get that guy to.
Do we got a time frame we're looking at?
What we want to find out is
they
how the driver actually works.
Through May. I mean,
whether or not
it's
maintaining the electricity draw
just
while it's doing the thing.
Yeah, I'd have better tell you what the demand is.
And even if I didn't do it this year.
I mean, it's just, that's it.
I
should know what the demand is.
So,
how long is it going to take them to do this once they start?
I wouldn't think it'd be too long. I just kind of want it done before football season starts.
Somebody's quote said 2 to 4 weeks.
I think that app, like John was talking about, too, the lights we have down there now are, I mean, that's basically old school.
Oh, yeah.
Electrical stuff. With this new, more modern LED stuff, I'm sure even what we have down there right now could possibly be accomplished through the app. You could set it up exact same thing. I'm sure there's sliders or buttons you hit to you start this pole. And say you want to start half the lights on this pole, and then half the lights on this pole, then half the lights, and then an hour later you do the other half, the other half, the other half, or whatever combination you want.
I think you're right.
I mean, the damn LEDs that Lily had, and we still got up in her old bedroom, there's a remote control that looks like it's from the 80s. It's got 100 buttons on it where you can program all kinds of stuff just with the little LED light strip she has around the ceiling.
She's got those.
Yeah. It's crazy.
The little mm-hmm. with all the different colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. It became the little perk that all of them wanted.
Well, why don't we call that guru back and ask him if the driver maintains the same draw of electricity when the...
I think he said that a while ago.
I think that's what
maybe
he
you
said.
Need to have him come out and look at what our setup is.
That's what I'm trying to
because,
to
like Joe said, there may be a more modern way to accomplish that setup to make the app work with the setup in a more modern way.
Yeah. Either way, we should have to come out and look at
it. Yeah, absolutely. Because if it's really going to affect the bill that much, we need to.
The top container was apparently in Cellus to come out here.
Yeah.
If their electrician come out here, let their. Guru come out here and the salesman come out here, and that way they can all come. They come out here on the board meeting.
I mean, because if it's really that much money, and we really
can ask the questions straight on.
Yeah.
Well, I think they have the questions. It's all about the search. That's what we're concerned about.
I think that's included in the exclusions.
They're going to charge. They'll probably charge us to come out
in this comparison thing
for the engineering geotechnical investigation, whatever that is.
Where's that little thing you gave me?
Bump up the cost a little bit to have them come out and look at it.
It's like
that'd probably be cheaper than having them come out and get halfway through it and say screw this.
This little graph. It's only one of those graphs.
I'm not even going to charge you for it. I'll just wait for next year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they're just coming out to look, you tell, explain to them what you want them to come look at.
It's in that somewhere.
They should come out
to
just do that.
This guy's a new $76,000.
I feel
like compared to the ones I've seen come from the other people, he actually gave us a pretty good deal. I mean, they're high, but that's still a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
As far as the price goes.
I think if we can accomplish what we're trying to accomplish with the surge, and we can get this... I think we're good.
Yeah, they're 800 watts. And they said those are, 15? So we're a little over half of what we're dealing with right now. So pretty much if you throw it in, we're going to be paying more.
If the surge is...
Yeah, if it hits at one time, we're going to be paying more electricity to run these new lights than what we're already paying.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he said he could leave that old system in as far as the startup goes. And if you eliminate the startup, I think after that you're good.
So are you recommending to eliminate the dynamic?
If it's going to cause our electric bill to go up, I'd say yes.
Yes, yes, yes. I agree. But that's because the rest of it we know we can make work.
I'd put it in, test it. If it does, you pay for 12 months, don't ever do it again.
Yeah, just don't ever turn
that
back on.
I thought about that too.
Here's
what I mean.
If we got it, but we don't use it.
At least it was $46,000, $8,500.
Yeah.
here's a thing that's some kind of simplified. I just typed in, does a driver on a LED light pole cause surges in your electric bill? And it says the driver on an LED light pole does not cause surges in your overall bill. While the driver creates a brief internal inrush current when first turned on to charge its components, this lasts only a few milliseconds and is not a power surge that spikes your utility usage. So it's almost like the capacitor you're talking about charges.
Capacitors. That's exactly what I'm talking
about. At least like in that simple terms right there.
And it's also, that happens in transformers that I watched down at Giddings, and they had to ground it out and drain the capacitors. It was like 480 or something like that. It was high voltage. And they had to drain the capacitors to be able to get it where they could safely work on it.
Yeah, this says capacitors too. Temporary switch-on surge is purely for charging the driver's internal capacitors. Now, this might be way smaller. This might be oversimplified compared to what we're doing. But.
And then with that, and in my brain, when that dynamic thing starts happening, it pulls from those capacitors.
From the driver.
And it doesn't affect the draw that's in coming up to it. Because
it's all already stored there.
It's staying there and staying all stored.
It's all stored there.
You're just coming out. You know, you're draining. You're constantly draining the capacitors as it is anyway, but it stays at the level, and all they're doing is taking it down a little bit on the capacitors where the lines are not full right.
I didn't have anybody.
But the draw is still the same as it's always.
It's a constant draw.
That's what I mean in my brain.
You can't fire up 80-something 800-watt light bulbs without some kind of power.
Well, I know.
No, we're talking about the light show.
Going all the way on, all the way on.
Yeah, he used the word dim.
Oh,
you didn't say off.
Yes.
Yeah. We're talking about the light part. Not the start.
The initial, yes, I understand that. I got you.
Okay.
He said, no bother.
During the dynamic thing, I don't think it's going to cause any.
He said, that's what you mean, no, because
fluctuation in that.
But he said, I don't.
Because of what?
Brownwood, he said, electricity surge demand fee. He said, if that's what you mean, no, because they're LED. And Brownwood put these in, and they don't have them. So.
I wonder if Brownwood did the dynamic.
They did.
They did the colored lights.
Brownwood
and stuff
doesn't have a demand meter?
He didn't have the demand fee with the LEDs. He said they didn't have that demand fee.
ACU has those colored lights too, where it lights up the color. Because I went to the softball the finals for Kylie the other night, and they had them all lit up. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, but maroon is not one of the best
colors to have up there. No, theirs are purple.
Yeah, purple, blue.
Those are like
kind of
a
stuff.
Really, red. That, yeah, that purple.
Red.
It's pretty cool.
No, red. Not maroon, though.
Okay, so where we're at. Do we want to wait? Bring electricity guy out? Or guru out and all that before we make a final decision? Or what we read so far enough.
Can we say we want to do it then after they come out if something changes or we have to wait until.
Can we adjust it?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. They're going to bring all that stuff out and that dynamic thing is going to be something. That's software. That's not a physical thing.
Yeah.
That's a software thing.
Also, is that a subscription? Like, do we have to pay for that monthly?
It says it's free for so long or something like that.
The cloud. The cloud is free for 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Well,
10 years of cloud service.
But you have to pay
that's off-site, though.
A fee for the.
The cloud service is stuff like.
Is there an app fee? Like a
history of what's
membership
going on with your
fee
rides, or all that kind of stuff. And whether or not you're on or off at the time or whatever you got coming off. It's
just a memory for.
Yes, that's all it really is.
Everything runs with memory
storage.
Now. Yeah, storage.
That's all it's about is storage.
Yeah, that's why they're building all these stations. Because we need lots more storage.
Because no one knows how to delete pictures.
That's it. That's exactly right. I'm not saying nothing. My phone is full of pictures.
Trust me, I'm not either.
My phone is full of pictures.
But the thing about it is, that's going to be a piece of software that we probably at some point in time can decide whether or not we want it or not. which we can talk about.
I'm sure they can turn it on and off.
Yeah. And if we don't want it, we'll, I mean, we could go ahead and approve it, but we don't necessarily have to pay it till we get our answer on the what it does to our bill.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a software. It's not anything physical. It's something that, that interfaces with those drivers that makes those lights do what it is, and that's it. And you, you can show, choose whether or not to do it or not, or it wouldn't be a nap.
Walmart and Seguin. Holy jeez.
Or at least that's my thoughts.
That's my I don't know much about it. All I know is I've seen it work one time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just guessing. That's
And I'm not going to do it to the next year. I mean, it was just one of those things that kind of popped up. I thought this is not a do or die situation, honestly.
No, but next year you can add $25,000.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
At least.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah. With everything going up daily, I wouldn't wheel it.
Well, I can put it this way. The school buses were $95,000 before COVID and paid $135,000 last time.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sheriff, we paid $400, now we're paying it's $50.
Yeah.
The longer you sit on it, yeah, probably the more you wait.
Well, I make this argument on a weekly basis with Heather with crap that I want. Try to tell her if I don't get it now, it's going to be more expensive in a month.
Do you tell that? Do you tell her the same thing on you, her stuff she wants?
No, because she buys crap.
You said you don't have to pay for the cloud service as part of the package. I know it is for 10 years. I don't know that.
What exactly? It says off-site remote access. So that means like if you're on your vacation and something you need to turn them on or
somebody asks me something, I'm doing it. Or yeah. Can do it from his office. Yeah.
You don't have to.
He's yeah. not in the hills of Colorado with no service. He
yeah.
But
well, thank you.
Yeah. What that means.
I wonder how much that is.
I figured at least one of it's not burned.
I would keep it for the 10 years. And if we use it, great. If we don't, then when it 10 years is up, just don't do it anymore.
Right.
I guess some of that stuff you don't use. You know, I've got a gigabyte of OneDrive that I'm constantly saving stuff to it, but I've never opened that thing in my life. I don't know what's in there.
Well, in 11 years, somebody would go, man, I can't believe Marwood's got us into this mess.
Well, the ones Grimsley had figured are 1,410 watts.
I've seen that.
That's just
that's not helping
what
us.
We've got.
That's not helping us at all.
The Dallas ones were a little less, right?
Mm-hmm.
Quite a bit.
60% of what were there, 800?
Yeah, quite a bit. I just know our shop, our electricity went way down when we, because we did four lights on the outside, and then we did the little floaty alien lights inside the shop.
For $8,500 on the dynamic.
Yeah, and I mean, it really helped our electric bill.
We take the Hellas bid with the dynamic, and if we don't like the dynamic, don't use it.
Exclusive. There you go.
Yeah, if it can't marry up with what we're needing to do.
If it does affect the surge, mm-hmm. like we don't want it to.
That's right.
We still have the system. We just are not using an $85 option.
That's right.
An $8,500 option is a lot less than anything.
Yeah.
Anyone else's option.
All right. All right. So I've got a motion made by John and a second by Tori.
I would say contingent on if they can keep our deal where it comes in phases.
I'm sorry, what?
I would say it needs to be able contingent on if they can do our deal where it comes in phases, because we're
either with what we already have in place or with the
app. Or with the new app.
Yeah, one way or the other.
I'm good with that.
We need a cheaper electric bill out of this deal if we're going to spend that much money.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Got a motion made by John and a second by Reed to accept the Hellas deal under the certain conditions that they can maintain our
startup sequence.
Systems. That are presently in place. Correct? All right. All in favor? All opposed? That one got beat up pretty good.
We're getting better at this, huh?
Yeah. Today's Trinity's birthday. That's the picture.
She's your daughter, isn't she?
Yeah, you do. You really do.
Right. Yeah, for $175,000.
Yeah, exactly. All 176.3.
Because what Tori was asking about the startup was the same thing I asked him when they first came. I don't care who it was. I was like, I still want to. I know what he's saying with the quarter. You're doing away with your quarter.
Like, yeah.
You might as well, especially if I can put on my app and say start at 4 o'clock, why not leave my timer behind my breakers?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be stupid not to.
Okay, let's get on to the next.
All right, motion made by
John. Motion made by John, second by Reed. Motion carried. Consider the possible action to transfer for 26-27.
I have some for y'all, but they're all current transfers that have reapplied. I'll have some newer ones at the next board meeting. We're waiting on some report cards to come in and some, but these are all current.
No problem.
There's no,
you need to get rid of them?
No.
Oh, jeez.
These are just all.
This is who we have right now.
This is who we have right now that have reapplied. And,
I can tell you mine.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Like I said, I'm waiting on some report cards and some feedback from a couple of schools on a couple others. But.
Is a teacher's kid considered a transfer?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Like if I leave it, since I live in early, they're still transfers.
Okay. We only have one bus that doesn't have seatbelts. It's the one they use for the cross country. That's all they use it for. It's a 1991, and we call it the D71. It's not even retrofittable. So our options are going to be we can get rid of the bus this summer, or we can vote to not put seatbelts on them because it's going to cost too much or it's not even possible. That guy told me it's $30,000-$35,000 per bus, but some of those older buses that he said we can't even do them structurally, so they couldn't even do it.
Thanks.
Curtis is the only one that uses it. The only reason I like it for cross country is it's 1991, and I don't care what tree he hits when he goes down that dirt road.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do we want this one to go down dirt roads? Do we want to keep it, or do we want to replace it? Do you want to put a brand new bus down dirt roads?
I really don't like putting brand new buses down dirt roads. I do for Ralph.
If it's not a maintenance disaster.
Yeah. As long as he drives what he's supposed to, I've got a brand new bus.
Well, he ain't driving anymore.
Curtis?
Yeah. Isn't he gone?
Yeah.
No, he's still there in cross country.
Oh.
You're thinking of.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Hurst,
he's still here.
Hurst just uses it for cross country.
Okay.
That's why we're not using it for a route.
Right.
He goes down
Falls
Iron
Kids.
Bridge Road,
yeah,
Falls Kids. Nothing major.
But it's not for a route at all. It's only
it's just
transport kids around here. That
from here to the football field or from here to the Iron Bridge Inn, Iron Bridge Road, maybe out there.
Now let me ask you this. What's probably the biggest load he ever takes? How many kids?
25, maybe, what, 30?
Okay, so more than one of those 15-passenger buses.
Oh, yeah. Which, next year, that would be a big purchase, but I thought about throwing one of those little 15-passenger buses in next year. Because, one, you can use it for stuff like that if you needed to, or you can use it as a backup for some of the other ones. Right now, we got one big travel bus for travel and a smaller mid-sized bus for travel. And three really good buses for Ralph. We got five buses that are in really good shape.
But that bus doesn't ever get on the highway. But he does now. It doesn't get on the highway.
He might go down this highway here, down this County Road 284.
The 294 or something like that. Shoot across 1467.
Yeah. I mean, it's not in good shape. The seats are beat up and torn. It's a bad bus. Other than the fact it's still got the old diesel shut off, and it cranks every time. But here's the deal. I don't have to use it. We can use that mid-sized travel bus to go down those dirt roads and across country. It's not a big deal. And well, so I can just get rid of all of them. And we just, because the five buses we have already, they all have seat belts. We bought them and they all had seat belts on it. We have no buses that wouldn't meet what they already put in other than that one cross-country bus that we use to transport. So.
So they're wanting us to get rid of it or say we can't do it for cost.
Yeah.
One or the other.
And a lot of the districts in the area, because some of them have buses in way worse shape than us, they're just saying we can't afford to do it.
Yeah.
It's basically a survey they're wanting us to see, and so the people are sending in to tell them it's not feasible. Unless you give people grants, it's not feasible. Because it's going to be $35,000 per bus to retrofit them.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we only got one.
Well, out of our six buses we use on a regular basis, only one. It's right. Just the one just for cross country routes.
I say, I think my thought is don't do it. Wait for them to come back and propose a grant. Then there's no bus.
It's still safe to drive. I mean, other than being wore out, I mean, it's not like unsafe.
No, I mean, the only other thing issue, honestly, would be that it has split rim tires.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Yikes.
It's that old. I didn't know.
Can we convert those?
But you can change that out.
You might be able to.
I bet you can.
If I can ask that one guy.
I bet you can.
It's not cheap.
Because you might not be able to find anybody to work on them here pretty quick.
The tires are expensive right now.
I know.
I wouldn't do much to it. As soon as you did a bunch of work,
I paid $1,800 for two steer tires.
Here's what I thought about
that's
doing.
What that works.
Y'all can say we won't do it. That's fine. Letting Curtis use the small mid-sized travel bus for the little short stuff he's going across country for this year. At the end of the year, you know, we just did this deal with the lights. Next year, let's maybe do a little bus that we can transport stuff in. He could use 15 passenger a couple times. I mean, get one of those little short buses.
Right.
But you're saying keep it, just put it off to the side as a backup?
As a just last resort. There's nothing.
So we still got to send something into the state.
Yeah, I'll send them a survey.
In my opinion, I don't care if
I'll just send them a
cross country or not.
I mean, all this is a survey saying
we're
not going to do it.
Yeah.
It's too expensive.
Well, I could cut it in half and shoot the engine. You have to do something like that.
People probably take that body and throw it away, but somebody probably wants that engine. It's a cool bus.
Charlie would take it. Charlie would make something out of it.
This is how good Curtis is with the bus. I know it's on the deal, but this is a funny. I don't know. This is what, about October, he's like, man, that bus won't crank. I think it might be out of fuel. I said, okay. So I get a 5-gallon tank. We go put some diesel in. I said, when's the last time you filled it up? He goes, I hadn't filled it up yet this year. But he only goes short routes, and you can't see the gauge. The gauge sits. I'm like, Curtis. So it had one of those old engines, and I didn't even know you could do it. You turn it, and it's got a little pump.
Mm-hmm.
And you pump the diesel into it, and it just cranks right up. I'm like,
prime it. It's got a prime.
Curtis, I said, you're lucky. This is a great bus. He loves it, but he didn't want me to get rid of it.
Okay, so it's considered, so we need to vote on it.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion. Second.
Got a motion made by John and second by Joe to not do anything about this.
To not outfit our one bus.
That we're not
going to
do nothing.
All right. All in favor? All opposed? All right. Consider board report.
Yeah, that's expensive. That's like.
John made the motion and Joe made the second.
There's a little printout. Come on, hold it. Function 12.
Yes.
We bought some, I'll let Felicia buy some library books to cycle some out, and a little bit more than we had anticipated.
I don't know how expensive library books are, but regular books are expensive right now. Very expensive, because I read a lot. And
well, it doesn't show the revenue.
Even Kindle books are very expensive right now.
Yeah, I think she made like $1,500 on her book fair, but the only thing we can show them is expense, it wasn't that bad. She did a good job.
And that's a pretty low budget that we have for that anyway.
Oh, yeah, I don't ever put much, and if she wants it, I let her get it.
Yeah, so it's like $1,448.
She did a good job, got a bunch of good books, so...
I should just come up here and sit in the library and read her books.
I'll tell you what. Little Ollie's.
The store.
If you like books.
Oh, I love that store.
That's the place for
it. That is a cool store.
I don't buy a lot of stuff from there, but if you want books.
Well, when the house burned down, all my cookbooks and stuff burned up, so that's where I went to get. I went in there and got some cookbooks to replace.
Madison's a big fan.
I bet.
I really love that. Make a motion on this.
Got a motion made by Joe and a second by Reed to approve the board report as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carried. All right. Budget amendments.
Now we're rolling.
You going to do a budget amendment on function 12. This will relate back to the board report at $5,000 to offset that.
I'll make a motion.
Got a motion made by Joe and a second by April to approve the budget amendment of $5,000. All those in favor? All those opposed? Not a thing about the boom. Rock and roll. Okay, for citizen security. You catching up?
Yep. We were going slow and y'all went really fast. I feel her pain now.
Now you know how Dad feels sometimes. Yeah. When I get to rocking.
Good thing was, April's name stayed the same. That helped me out. Security. I don't have anything major on that situation.
Nothing. No. Okay. All right. Discuss personnel before we go on personnel. Anything?
No, we had 4 resignations, which I can read them to you. That's nothing that I think we need to go into. We're going to put 2 people up to approve tonight for a contract, but that's it. Unless y'all want to go in there and discuss anything, I think we're good.
We don't need to go to board meeting to the same session. Okay. All right. Consider resignations.
We had the kindergartner, Kenna, Coach Tabor, which we did his last time. Did we do Miller's last time? And Preston Hager. So we had 4 of them.
Preston Hager, no.
She was second grade.
Oh, okay.
This was our first year.
But we knew that all this was coming.
Yeah.
Yep. And contracts coming along.
We got two.
To replace each one of them.
Miss Miller.
Any of them write them? Mm-hmm. I like to read them.
Miss Miller, Joan Carnes is going to take over her and do high school science for us, so that'll help us out. So we're not replacing that position. And then Coach Stevens is certified in science. He's going to do junior high.
I read that one last time.
And then Jenna Kagan, we discussed. She's going to come in and do kindergarten.
Okay.
And then
Tabor's really excited about that.
Tabor's leaving, and then we hired Jose Luna from Santa Ana. That's going to come in and do social studies and then help us with some of the stuff he was doing.
Okay.
So.
Which is what? I mean, so and so.
Tabor was basically the proctor for our online Spanish class.
Oh, okay.
I can cover that with just about anybody, but okay. This guy can do that in social studies, so that helped me out.
Okay. But no coaching whatsoever.
Now he's going to coach.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who is he?
Jose Luna.
You say he was the head?
From where?
Santa Ana. If we're not going to executive session, we're going to skip what G, so we go to A on resignation.
I'll accept them.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Okay. Who wants to second it?
I'll do it.
Who do you want to second
it? John and April.
John and April. Now, both made by John and second by April to consider to approve the resignation as presented. All those in favor? All opposed? All right. Motion carried. Consider teachers for the 26-27 school year.
This will be that Jose Luna guy and then Jenna Kay, and that as of now, that would end it.
That's all we need.
We already talked about it, but
Okay.
That we're full staffed with those two.
Yes. Unless something else happens.
And the coaches.
Where else does that
role?
Guy coach at?
Social studies.
Snyder?
Spanish property.
What is he? Is he head
he wasn't there? Ever at Strong over there?
Assistant?
I know who you're thinking of. He's thinking of Vonnie Sondheim.
Yeah, that
kid was from Justine.
Hi. Okay.
Yeah.
Motion for
his friends with Ray Calmini. He used to come over to Jason Penn's when he was working bulls and stuff.
He's a motion by Reed.
Milford, I think.
Second by Joe to approve the consider teachers the hiring of the teachers that we have presented to us. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Future business.
It'll be June 15th. And then we'll look at, I got stipends, security, we won't do insurance, but we'll be ready yet. Transfers, and then teacher contract if we need to.
Stipends?
Yep. I'll revisit those with you then.
All right. Anybody else, Cindy? All right.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Yeah, motion made by Reed and second by Joe to adjourn. All in favor? All opposed. All right.